Lesson 6, Character-Based Leadership. The Power of Conviction. Conviction is certainty about truth. Convictions are firm beliefs about reality. Conviction guides our decisions because a person acts in response to what he believes is true. Conviction does not refer only to religious truth. If a salesman truly believes that his product is the best and that everyone needs it, he has conviction. That conviction will make him more likely to influence other people. A group of people is lost in a desert. They discuss their situation and their options. One person is most convincing in his explanation of their situation. He also persuades them that he knows what they should do. He becomes the leader. Conviction can be wrong. A person may believe things that are not true. Even wrong conviction gives power to leadership for a period of time. For example, if a person wrongly believes he knows the directions to get somewhere, people may follow him because of his conviction. Eventually, they will be disappointed and his influence will greatly decrease. They are less likely to follow him again. Leadership is based on conviction, because a leader leads others by showing them truth and showing them the appropriate response to that truth. He is saying, this is how it is, and this is what we should do. If a person in a crowded building realizes that the building is on fire, he knows that everyone needs to hear that truth and respond to it. He has a conviction to communicate. The information motivates action from everyone who believes it. For a few seconds, that person is a leader because he influences them by communicating his conviction. He does not continue to be the leader unless they also believe that he knows what they should do. His leadership ends at the point that his conviction ends. For the Christian, the truth of God's word and his will for us should be the foundation for every institution, not just for ministry organizations. A Christian should not operate a business that is contrary to God's word. Strong conviction is necessary for strong leadership. Think of any great leader, either from Scripture or from later history. Try to imagine him without strong conviction, even with great abilities. Even if a person is a good organizer and communicator, he cannot lead for long without conviction. Conviction, not success, should be the supreme driver of a leader. He is compelled to succeed because of conviction. Therefore, he would never compromise conviction for the sake of success. Conviction must not be part-time or pretended. If a person is willing to change his convictions because he is hired to represent different beliefs, he cannot be a strong leader. The leader should be known for his passion for truth. Because he is driven by conviction, he always wants to know what is true. He would rather be corrected than continue to believe something wrong. Conviction makes a person stronger than his personality would otherwise be. Even a person who hates confrontation, argument, and criticism may become a leader because he is strong in conviction. Conviction also makes a person operate at a higher level of intelligence than he would otherwise. With convictional intelligence, many decisions are made by reflex because some options are not to be considered. This makes the person able to see what is right more quickly. Like knowledge or wisdom, the person without conviction is a fool. Daniel and a few other Jews were in training for leadership in a foreign empire. It was important for him to do well and please the director of the training, but his convictions were tested when he realized that the food was wrong for a Jew to eat. Many people in a similar situation compromise their convictions if the conviction seemed to lower their status. The director of the training had already observed that Daniel had an excellent spirit. Daniel approached him tactfully, made his request humbly, and offered to try something different that would not cause a risk for the director. God honored Daniel's faithfulness and gave him great success. Daniel 1, 8 through 15. Integrity. Conviction, consistently applied to actions and attitudes, is integrity. Personal integrity is to be consistent with yourself, to act according to your professed beliefs and values. Without integrity, you create expectations you cannot fulfill. Without integrity, you may win an immediate response if people think you have integrity. A leader faces the temptation to polish a false image, allowing a discrepancy between what he is and what people think he is. But you must truly have integrity for people to follow long term. A lack of integrity appears in a lack of consistency. If a leader's actions and attitudes are not consistent with the values he professes, he has low integrity. A leader has low integrity if he is dishonest, has selfish priorities, shows friendliness only to people who can help him, follows impure desires, or has secret sins. Achan thought that his sin was secret and personal. He did not expect it to affect anyone else. However, his sin resulted in the deaths of 36 men of Israel, then the death of his entire family. Joshua 7, 24 through 26. There are no small sins for a leader. Any sin committed by a leader affects other people. Why? When a leader sins, he loses the spiritual purity and power he needs. He has less of God's blessing on his leadership. His discernment is distorted. His priorities are wrong. These factors limit his leadership and affect the people he leads. Character. The true inner nature of a person is his character. John Maxwell described the importance of character by saying that a person needs to be bigger on the inside than on the outside. A person's character should be greater than his reputation. Martin Luther King said, "People are often led to causes and often become committed to great ideas through persons who personify those ideas. They have to find the embodiment of the idea in flesh and blood in order to commit themselves to it." This statement shows the importance of character. A leader must believe in his cause so much that his whole nature is consistent with the cause. This is the kind of leader that motivates others to great commitment. Sometimes a leader with weak character wants people to follow his leadership while ignoring his private behavior. He thinks he can be immoral yet still function well as a leader. However, people are influenced more by a leader's example than by his words. If his words contradict his example, listeners are confused. The leader's personal character is the primary factor that causes others to commit to his vision. They may not understand all his reasons, but if they trust his character, they will follow him. Credibility means that a person is believable. What makes a person believable? Sometimes a leader talks about beliefs and values that he wants his people to follow, but he does not embody those values. It benefits him if his people are devoted to certain values, such as service and honesty. However, he cannot effectively teach values that he does not demonstrate. If a leader embodies good values, he will attract people who share those values. Character based on strong conviction is so important that it may make a strong leader even of a person who lacks natural ability. For example, Moses did not seem to have strong natural courage or leadership ability, but his relationship with God and love for the people were strengths that made the difference. His character was based on those values. Aaron was the first high priest of Israel, while Moses, his brother, was the leader. While Moses was on Mount Sinai receiving the law of God, the people came to Aaron asking for religious direction. Aaron knew that they wanted a visible idol, So he yielded to their request and made the golden calf. Exodus 32:4. Because of his weakness, the people worshipped the idol, giving it credit for delivering them from Egypt. Thousands of the people were killed by the judgment of God. Aaron was not fit to be the leader because his convictions were weak. He followed popular opinion to keep his influence, even though he knew it was wrong. When Eve yielded to the temptation from the serpent, she took the fruit and ate and gave some to her husband who was with her, Genesis 3:6. Genesis records the conversation between Eve and the serpent. Why did Adam not say a word? The Bible tells us that he chose to sin though he knew it was wrong. He was not deceived like Eve was. Adam listened to the temptation but left the decision to Eve. Although he was responsible to lead, he chose not to lead, but to allow something that was wrong. A leader with weak character lets others make a decision because he does not want to insist on what he knows is right. He is willing for wrong to be done, but does not want to be blamed. An iceberg is mostly concealed underwater with only a small percentage showing. The part that shows could be compared to a leader's performance. The part that does not show could be compared to his character. Character is the most important part of a person. Ironically, many people try to improve their performance while neglecting character. They may even compromise their character to make their performance look better. Most leaders have early stages of obscurity. A leader may think that those years are not important because his accomplishments seem small. However, those years shape the future because the leader is becoming the kind of person that he will be. A young leader should use periods of difficulty and frustration to develop his character. Sometimes a person in a high position has character problems but ignores them. People who work for him may pretend not to see the character problems. Character flaws affect leadership two ways. First, if a person has wrong character but strong competence, he will lead and people will follow, but he will lead to the wrong end. Strong but ruthless leaders like Joseph Stalin demonstrate this principle. The second way bad character affects leadership is to put a lid on the competence. If a person is undisciplined, does not keep commitments, is inconsistent, moody, destructively angry, etc., he cannot keep the best followers for long and cannot motivate the best efforts from anyone. Robert Greenleaf wrote that Gandhi taught that there are seven things that will destroy us. As we study them slowly and carefully, we see in a powerful way how each represents an end being accomplished through an unprincipled or unworthy means. These are those seven things: wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, commerce without morality, science without humanity, worship without sacrifice, politics without principle. A leader with weak character may become hypocritical in his social interactions, faking friendliness and concern, hypocritical in his spiritual leadership, faking spiritual zeal and emotion, professional in a worldly way, seeking worldly status, manipulative, influencing people to do things they would not do if they knew the facts, and lazy in his ministry role, failing to develop skills. Reputation. A person's reputation is what people think he is. A person's character is what he truly is. Sometimes a person's reputation is better or worse than his true character. Some people say that reputation is unimportant because only character matters. However, reputation is people's opinion of a leader's character. If people think his character is bad, he cannot lead, even if they are wrong in their opinion. A leader must be careful about his reputation. He should not give people reasons to doubt his character. He may think that because everyone trusts him, nobody will think bad of him, but that is not true. Many people are quick to believe an accusation because they have already heard of so many leaders who have done wrong. Two areas where a leader must be careful are managing money that is not his own and relationships with the opposite sex. These kinds of accusations spread rapidly, are quickly believed, and destroy respect for the leader. When the Apostle Paul was planning to deliver money from one church to another, he required representatives from the giving church to go with him. The reason was to demonstrate honesty. It is not enough for us to know that we are honest before God. We need to have policies that show everyone we are honest. Five summary statements. 1. Conviction is certainty about truth. 2. Strong conviction is necessary for strong leadership. 3. Integrity is conviction consistently applied to actions and attitudes. 4. The leader should embody the beliefs and values he wants his people to follow. And 5. Reputation is what people think about your character. This concludes Lesson 6, Character-Based Leadership.